Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and you certainly know the deal by now here. I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. It has been said many, many times this season how much women's basketball has grown and what great strides it's made in the ladies' game. But I'm going to disagree just a bit. Women's basketball didn't just make great, great strides this season. Basketball as a whole did, both for men, women, for boys and girls. And I'm going to tell you why. So listen up now, like I said, and get a load of this. I stand guilty as charged. I have never been a big, not that I was an anti-fan, I never was that interested in ladies basketball. And I'll give you a basic reason why. You know, and here's somebody who's been in the business, going through long seasons of various sports. You go through a long NBA season, and it comes to a close. It ends, and then you get the WNBA season going. And you would say to myself, it's just a different game. You know, the men are exciting, the dunks, the high-flying act, playing above the rim, as the saying goes. The women don't do that. But after watching what I've watched this season, led by superstar from Iowa, Caitlin Clark, who's going to be number one in the upcoming WNBA draft, I got to tell you, and watching her and her Iowa team lose to South Carolina yesterday, 87-75, giving South Carolina an unblemished 38-0 season, you know, I stand and salute the ladies' game. And the reason I salute the ladies' game, listen, we're talking about two teams that faced off against each other yesterday. One was finished the season, as I said, South Carolina 38-0. Iowa finishes at 34-5. And Caitlin Clark, we've discussed Caitlin before. She's not good. She's not great. She's an over-the-top superstar, great player. She had 18 in the first quarter yesterday, finished with 30. But I'm watching the entire game, and I'm not just watching Clark. I'm watching how both teams played. Both teams made big runs, 10-0 this, 11-0 that. Both teams made great big runs. But I'm watching how it's played. You know, we hear Caitlin Clark from three and Caitlin Clark doing this and Caitlin Clark doing that. But unless you watch Caitlin Clark, you can't appreciate Caitlin Clark. Her passing is not good. It is superb. She's always looking, as much as she can score, she's always looking ahead, looking what's up court, looking what's in front of her. She's always seeing the court. And she's not alone. And she's not alone. I watched the game yesterday, and as I'm watching it, I'm saying to myself, young boys, not just young girls, young girls and boys. Boys need to watch how the ladies, in particular the college game, how they played. And if there were young boys watching that yesterday, if I was watching that with my grandsons, and I have grandsons that play, one in particular, he's 8 years old. But I see how some of these young kids are. You know, they're watching the NBA and they're watching this guy and that guy. I want to be slick and I want to do this and that. And you watch the women's game and watch what they do and how fundamentally sound they are. That's the way basketball ought to be played. That is exactly how it should be played. And if I'm going to sit down a kid at a video session for a video session, I'm going to say, watch them. They're not worried about high flying this and high flying that. They're worried about playing together as a team. They're not worried about this macho business. They're not worried about this showboating and this me business. They're worried about playing as a team. And I commend both Iowa and South Carolina because they did not, listen, no one's as good as Caitlin Clark. No one's as good as Caitlin Clark. But Iowa did not just have the success with Caitlin alone. And South Carolina lost a whole bunch of people. And they not only do they come back and win a national championship, they come back and win a national championship and go undefeated. They play as a team. They move the ball around. They set screens. They play it at both ends of the court. They play defense. They don't. I don't. I. You would have to grab me by the throat and show me some girl on either team yesterday who dogged it for a minute. I didn't see it. They play full tilt, all out, all the time. So maybe I was being naive. Maybe you want to call it chauvinistic. I don't think it was. It's just, you know, as I say, there's so many things you can watch at one time. And I've always felt that the WNBA season, you know, gets off at the wrong time. But that's the way it is, and there's only so many times that for them to go up against an NBA season would be ridiculous. So in that regard, it makes sense. I'm here to applaud the women's game. In particular, the college game. And in particular, you know, what I got to see yesterday, because South Carolina are the champs. And Caitlin Clark is the GOAT. She's just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. You know, part of me was saying as I'm watching this, I'm saying, boy, she plays like a guy. And I said, nah, that's a stupid thing to say. She plays like Caitlin Clark, a female who is outstanding. Takes a backseat to no one in her effort, in her commitment. I mean, yes, indeed. You want to talk about college basketball making great strides this season? Well, put a cherry on top of what happened with that game yesterday. And South Carolina's victorious head coach, Dawn Staley, said it best. She grabbed the microphone back when she was done and she was emotional with the team winning. But she made a point of singling out Caitlin Clark. A point of saying she is one of the GOATs, the greatest of all time. And pointed out what she has done for women's basketball. There are eyes on women's basketball now that were not there before. I certainly can be, if I'm being honest, and I am, the two belonging to me weren't there before, but boy, oh boy, It captured my interest this year, and it did not disappoint yesterday watching that game. I mean, going into the game, I was rooting for Iowa. Once they beat UConn, I was rooting for Iowa. But more, you know, I wanted to see Caitlin Clark go out as a winner. But as I'm watching the game, no. I was just watching two teams, Iowa and South Carolina, put on a show of shows. It was great basketball to watch. It was a team sport. And I'm telling you, little boys, young boys, I don't care if they're in the first grade, second grade, fifth grade, eighth grade. I don't care if you're in high school. Watch how the ladies play, how some of these ladies play. In particular, the good teams, like I'm talking about now, South Carolina and Iowa. And watch what they do with the court. And they're not worried about alley-oops and high-flying dunks. They're just worried about doing everything fundamentally correct. They're not flawless. No game is flawless. But I'm watching Caitlin Clark yesterday with passes, long passes, and on the money passes. And if you think she's good in the college game, wait till you see what she does in the pro game, because in the pro game, she's going to be playing with even better players. And I'm not knocking her teammates, because I'm giving them kudos for what they've done this season. But she's going to be playing with ladies who are in that league for a reason. And they're going to be able to deal with those pants, whether long, whether short, whether one bounce. I mean, she's was on the money time and time again. So as I say, the ladies game, strides that were made this year was not just made for the ladies game. It was made for the ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages. Watch how the ladies play the game, and you will learn how the game of basketball ought to be played. Now, that said, something really, really bothered me, pissed me off. And, you know, I was on, had a nice family cruise this past week. So I was on vacation, but I kept looking on my phone and, you know, reading everything going on. And I was reading how, you know, Mets offense was anemic. You know, listen, obviously I was following the Mets and the Yankees, but I was watching how, going into today, I should say going into yesterday's game, Francisco Lindor, who's a $300 million ball player, he was on he was 1-for-31 on the season. He was on an 0-for-24 Schneid, okay? Hitless. Just, you know, abysmal. Just doing terrible. And I understand, you know, like, fans getting frustrated. I understand it. I was on talk radio for 7 years. I know what it's like on WFAN, the hooting and hollering and the bashing, which is part of it I don't like. But Lindor's wife let it know. When I read this yesterday, I was so livid, and I said, you know what? Do I ignore this? Or do I say something? And I'm going to say something. We know that there are imbeciles out there, morons, and how fans can take it too far. But in a private message, Lindor's wife, I think her name is Katya, called her husband a fucking piece of shit and wished him and your child die screaming. Now, folks, this is why you hear me say time and time again, if I wasn't in the business, I wouldn't be on social media. What kind of crap is that? Then on another message, I don't even want to say the word. Another message, somebody called her a selfish C word. And she should tell, meaning her husband, tell his ass to work on hitting. Who does this maniacal crap? Really, who does this? You know who does this? Morons do this. Morons do this. Because let me tell you something. Do you think Francisco Lindor, and believe me, as I'm watching during the week, I'm saying, oh, for this, oh, for that, oh, for this, I'm saying, my God, Francisco, you better start doing something fast along with your Met teammates, which fortunately for them, they won yesterday. And Lindor, so wouldn't you know it, hits a home run yesterday. Got two hits yesterday. But, like, who says garbage like that? And, you know, this is not the first time this crap has happened. But we're hearing more and more business about fans in all sports going after athletes. Because, you know, the gambling aspect now has something to do with it. Now it's not just they're not getting hits, but why aren't they getting hits, or them not getting hits, or not pitching well, costing somebody money? And it's like, when I hear and read this stuff, it's over the top. No fan should be entitled to talk like that, and no athlete should have to put up with that crap. And, you know, this stuff has been going on for a long time. Some of you people out there might not remember. You remember the 1993 World Series? Blue Jays, Phillies? You remember that one? Blue Jays won it in six games. Mitch Williams, relief pitcher for the Phillies. Wild Thing. That was his name. He took the ball in game four with a 14-9 lead. He gave up five runs. They lost. The Phillies lost 15-14. The Philly fans, do you know he had to have police watching his house that night? Those were the fans in Philly. Had to have police watching his house that night. And when the season ended, he didn't go back to Philadelphia. He went to a second home in Texas because of fearful for his safety. And I remember his teammates saying how when all that stuff happened, the team was dead the rest of the series. They subsequently lost in six games. And wouldn't you know it, Mitch Williams gave up a three-run jack to Joe Carter, a game-winning walk-off three-run homer for the Blue Jays. But, you know, Mitch Williams had 43 saves that season. You think Mitch Williams felt good about blowing a 14-9 lead? You think Mitch Williams felt good about giving up a three-run homer in game six to clinch it for the Blue Jays? You think the fans felt worse than Mitch Williams felt at the time? I'm just giving you examples of how fans, you know, and so many times the media does that. It's easy to play for the fans. Oh, the poor fans put up with this and the poor fans put up with that. And don't get me wrong, folks, I am not labeling every fan to be like this. Fans are wonderful. But when fans start doing stuff like that, there is nothing wonderful about that. It's evil. It's disgusting. Met fans certainly know. You rejoice. Bill Buckner, ball goes through his legs. Game 6 of the 86 World Series. Mets go on to win that game in a miracle and go on to win the World Series in 7. Bill Buckner. They killed Bill Buckner in Boston. They crucified Bill Buckner. Crucified him. Buckner had 18 home runs and 102 runs batted in that 86 season for the Red Sox. Good ball player. Had a 22-year career. You think any Red Sox fan felt worse than Bill Buckner did? And listen, I sat at Shea Stadium listening to garbage. I sat in Yankee Stadium listening to garbage. Fans can be wonderful. They can be electrifying. But they can be just flat out bad morons. There's booing, and then there's acting like a stupid ass. When I have to hear people killing people unmercifully, bashing them, for what? You see it at a basketball game. A guy standing courtside calling names out to a player. Tough guy, you're standing courtside. You're trying to bait somebody? It's absurd. Hey, good for Giancarlo Stanton. Good for Stanton. He had a grand slam yesterday, had 3 hits, a home run the game before. And believe me, he's been easy to criticize. He gets paid a lot of money. He's still owed a lot of money. Strikes out an awful lot. In fact, I think he's batting .219 this season. And thank goodness he's had a great game. He had a great weekend. In his 32 at-bats this season, he struck out 15 times. You think he wants to do that? So when I hear the bashing on social media and I hear whether it's talk radio, you know, like they get this guy out of, what do you mean get him out of town? What? And I concur. You know, I'm not talking about, I'm just using Stanton as an example. If you want to go after somebody, go after somebody, but use it with common sense and dignity. I've seen it with coaches, head coaches, and managers. Unmerciful. You would think somebody, God forbid, you know, killed somebody. You think any manager or head coach wants his or her team to lose? Really? Yeah, a pitcher wants to serve up a game-winning home run. A batter wants to go up to the plate and go hitless in 24 at-bats. A batter wants a strikeout in a clutch situation. A batter wants to not be able to move a runner over. It's stupid. It just, when I got to read that somebody talking in such a vile way, putting messages out there, and again, it's easy to be a tough guy when, you know, that's what's wrong with social media in general. The bullying and all the crap that goes on. I'm sorry. Athletes need to be held accountable, and they are, and they should be. Ditto for the fans. Fans need to be held accountable as well. Stuff like that is just unacceptable. Talking about a guy's child should die. Calling his wife the C word. Tough guy. Problem with that fan is he walks around with his head up his ass so he can't see what the rest of the world thinks of him. Anyway, folks, that's a wrap on this latest episode of Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be able to get a load of you, so let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my new home here at Bleav.com, the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And as always, I want to remind all of you to please, I remind you each and every week, I will say it again, please download the Yes app. Because if you download the Yes app, then you can watch my video edition of Get a Load of This each and every week by just downloading the Yes app, and voila, there I am. But again, that's a wrap right now. As I said, have yourselves a great week. Always be a good fan. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, so long, and farewell.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.